FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, I'm Simon Marks in Washington. Hillary Clinton has finally publicly conceded that she lost the race for the American presidency.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Her delayed concession speech was made at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan after she failed to show beneath that glass ceiling of the Javits Center last night, where she was hoping to celebrate victory.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
President Obama telephoned Donald Trump this morning, congratulated him, and invited him to visit the White House tomorrow to begin the political transition that will culminate with his inauguration as America's 45th president on January the 20th.
We are now all rooting for his success in uniting and leading the country.
But for President Obama, Donald Trump's victory is a bitter blow. He'll come to power with Republicans also controlling Congress and determined to scrap the central pillars of the Obama administration's legacy. In California, protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles decrying the election's outcome. We saw protesters outside the White House last night amid fears that the vitriol unleashed during the presidential campaign won't be easily bottled. World leaders who have not previously established contacts with Donald Trump. And in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin, a Donald Trump fan, spoke through an interpreter.
This would serve the well-being of both Russian and American peoples.
And so the stage is set for tomorrow's meeting between the current president and his successor as a new era dawns in American government. I'm Simon Marks in Washington. Now let's return to London and Rupert Bhatia with the rest of the evening's news.